On the live line is Bishop Robert Vossa from the Santa Rosa Diocese of the Catholic Church. Bishop, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Describe to our listeners the statement that you released over the weekend regarding clergy accused of abuse.
It's a very extensive statement, not only a listing of the 38 names of men who have been accused of some sort of sexual abuse of children, but also an extensive series of articles talking about what the church has done over the last decades, apologizing to victims, apologizing to priests who, you know, have suffered greatly in the diocese as a result of the actions of a few of them, and apologizing even to parishioners, because this is a great suffering for all of them. And finally, and certainly most importantly, an invitation for those who have been victimized by priests to come forward and to allow the church to participate in some sort of healing reconciliation on their part.
And we know, Bishop, that out of those 38 names released, many of them are already deceased. And we're wondering what happens to the rest of the men on that list.
Well, most of them are, in fact, all of those that are named, 38, are out of ministry, and either completely retired, elderly, or even dismissed from the clerical state through a canonical process.
Are you aware of any charges filed against those particular priests or the outcome of any of those cases?
No. Most of the cases were historical in nature, and so criminal charges, unfortunately, after 7 years at that time, could no longer be filed. So it makes it very difficult to prosecute the cases.
What's the status of this issue in the church today?
Well, I think the church is making great progress. And as we talked in November, the Pennsylvania Grand Jury made it appear that the church continued in the same way that it had prior to 1980 or 1990.
Yes.
And really, the Grand Jury of Pennsylvania simply rehashed what the Pennsylvania dioceses have already dealt with and revealed. And of the 300 priests that they claim on their list, 298 of those had been dealt with either in the civil, legal, or canonical process.
And Bishop, have you heard from any of the people involved with SNAP, the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, since this release on Saturday?
No, it's too short a time. I've not heard, other than the accounts in the press, Democrat, which indicated that the representatives of SNAP were surprised by the extensiveness of the list. And so it seems to me that this is in some ways a cooperative venture, because I relied on their listing to vet my own list.
And what next? I mean, what new programs, for example, are in place in the Catholic Church to prevent this from happening in the future?
Well, we have stronger measures of reporting, and that's the key. As I tell people in the parishes, that the people in the parishes at ground level are the greatest protectors of children, and it is their vigilance which will help assure that these kinds of things never happen again. In the past, as someone said, if a priest said, "Oh, I'm taking this young boy camping," people say, "Oh, that's great. Father's going camping with my son." And now, if a priest said he's taking a young boy camping, I get calls, and thanks be to God for that, because I would quickly say, no, that's not an appropriate behavior, and it's forbidden.
Is there any expiration date on this issue with the Catholic Church, do you think?
Well, no, I don't think so, because sin will always be a part of our world, and there will always be, men who are fallible and weak and who will commit crimes. I think the difference is that once the church becomes aware that a delict, a crime, has been committed, number one, they're turned over to civil authorities immediately, and secondly, there is no second chance for those men who have been credibly accused.
Well, it's further transparency from the church, and I guess time will tell in terms of how much of an effect it will have on the perception of the Catholic Church. Bishop Vasa, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
That is Bishop Robert Vasa from the Santa Rosa Diocese talking about his announcement on Saturday naming 38 men who had been involved in the priesthood locally who were accused of sexual abuse within the church.